Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although great sage, you have very broadly described the four principles, beginning with religious performances, you have not described the glories of the Supreme Personality, Vasudeva. The prompt diagnosis of Sri Narada is at once declared. The root cause of the despondency of Vyasadeva was his deliberate avoidance of glorifying the Lord in his various editions of the Puranas. He has certainly, as a matter of course, given descriptions of the glories of the Lord, Sri Krishna, but not as many as given in to religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and salvation. These four items are by far inferior to engagement in the devotional service of the Lord. Sri Vyasadeva, as the authorized scholar, knew very well this difference, and still, instead of giving more importance to the better type of engagement, namely devotional service to the Lord, he had more or less improperly used his valuable time, and thus he was despondent. From this, it is clearly indicated that no one can be pleased substantially without being engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, this fact is clearly mentioned. After liberation, which is the last item in the line of performing religiosity, etc., one is engaged in pure devotional service. This is called the stage of self-realization or the Brahma-Bhuta stage. After attainment of this Brahma-Bhuta stage, one is satisfied. But satisfaction is the beginning of transcendental bliss. One should progress by attaining neutrality and equality in the relative world. And passing this stage of equanimity, one is fixed in the transcendent loving service of the Lord. This is the instruction of the Personality of Godhead in the Bhagavad Gita. The conclusion is that in order to maintain the status quo or the Brahma-Bhuta stage, as also to increase the degree of transcendent realization, Narada recommended to Vyasadeva that he, Vyasadeva, should now eagerly and repeatedly describe the path of devotional service. This would cure him from gross despondency. The shloka and verse again. Yatha dharma dayas chartha muni varyanu kirtitaha natatha vasudevasya mahimahi anuvaranitaha. Although great sage, you have very broadly described the four principles, beginning with religious performances, you have not described the glories of the Supreme Personality, Vasudeva. Om Agyanatamandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurimitam Yena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Ahayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pisaya Bhutale Shimate Giriraj Swamini Tinamini Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pisaya Bhutale Shmate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Deshitarini Vanchakalpataru Vishya Kripa Sinhube Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vachalam, Pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande shi guru dinatarinam. So we are discussing this first canto and chapter 5. So first canto, it's basically a prelude to the advent of Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's very good to study how the Srimad Bhagavatam came about. So now we've come to the section of how Srila Vyasadeva has compiled all the Vedic literatures, Mahabharata, the Puranas, the Vedanta Sutra, everything is done. It's finished, complete. But he was unhappy, despondent. So while he's thinking like this, now this is a sincere disciple. He's done his work. His work is he has to enlighten the people of Kali Yuga. So in Kali Yuga, people don't have good memory. We forget everything. We need paper, we need the book. So Srila Vyasadeva did his work. What did he do? He put into writing Shabda Brahman. What is heard, he put into writing. So work is done, finished, but he's unhappy. And this is happening for Kali Yuga. Beginning of Kali Yuga. So why the disciple is meditating so deeply upon, I have executed my service, but I'm unhappy. So at that time, his guru, Sri Narada, appeared on the scene. So this is a spiritual arrangement. We say when the disciple is ready, the guru comes. So when we are in such dilemma, then guru appears. So unsermoned, suddenly Narada Muni appeared. And now, everybody needs somebody to tell us what's going wrong. Nobody's perfect. So when we are stuck, then somebody has to enlighten us. So Narada came and he gave an immediate diagnosis. So Prabhupada writes, the prompt diagnosis of Sri Narada is at once declared. What's the problem? What did Vyasadeva do that he became so despondent? And we can look at this even from Bhagavad Gita. What's going on here? The reason why Srila Vyasadeva is despondent is the same reason that Arjuna was despondent. So we remember from Bhagavad Gita that Arjuna, he spoke practically the entire first chapter, giving his instruction to Krishna why he should not fight. Everything based on dharma, not adharma. He was against adharma. He gave his reasons based on dharma. And this is exactly what Srila Vyasadeva has given here. He's given the principles of religion. But still he was confused. And when he was confused, he surrendered to Krishna and accepted the guru. So what is the problem with Arjuna or here with Srila Vyasadeva? Why he's not happy? So Prabhupada is explaining, it's because Srila Vyasadeva focused on the four purushartha, meaning dharma, artha, kam and moksha. You know, if you go to study Hinduism in schools, you know what you're going to learn? Dharma, art, kam, and moksha. So we are very, very fortunate that Prabhupada caught us before we go to school and learn nonsense Hinduism. And so Prabhupada's disciples and grand disciples caught us on the streets, wherever we may have been, and gave us a book. And what did Srila Prabhupada teach us? Not those four principles. Those principles were taught to us much later. The very principle of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Bhakti Yoga, is what Srila Prabhupada gave us. So what is dharma, what is artha, what is kama, and what is moksha? It's something that is practiced in Hindu societies. It started with Varnashram Dharma and gradually became what we call today the Hindu society, meaning pious life. We follow certain principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. These were the general principles in a pious Hindu life or follower of Varnashram Dharma. And by being pious, so they also worship different devas. They have different, they will keep fast, they perform a lot of austerities. And being dharmic in this way, and they give in charity also, and they will visit the temples. So this is dharma. And what will they get in return? They know they will get artha. They will have prosperity. I guess the best example of the Gujarati community, they know how to get artha. So they practice dharma properly, and they get artha. And when they get wealth, what do? Enjoy life. Karma. So either we earn irreligiously or we earn religiously. So the purpose is karma. But when there is enjoyment, naturally there is also frustration because we can't enjoy absolutely. Why? Because I want to enjoy and everybody else in this world also want to enjoy. So this world is known as the world of competition. As soon as you start anything, you go to school. Anyway, this is the situation nowadays. As soon as you go to school, immediately the competition starts. So from childhood until practically your death, we are only in the competition race. So naturally there is anger, greed, kaam, krodh, lobha. So these three comes, they are nurtured. Nowadays our whole educational system is only how to nurture these bad qualities. And therefore there is frustration, anger. So if we are pious, then we will think we get detached. So this is all useless. Anyway, I'm not this body. There's something better. So those who are pious, they look towards moksha. Or they've been so badly burnt by a particular situation that they give this up. But then what do? They look for some other situation. Maybe let me try something else. So we say the hopeless hope to enjoy in this world. So this is the whole cycle. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the fifth goal of life. So four purushartha. And then the fifth goal of life that is not mentioned anywhere in the books of Hinduism. So what is this? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it to us. It is prema. Prema pumarto mahan. The highest artha for a human being is prema. So how to develop this love for Krishna? So this is what Srila Prabhupada is explaining here. So Prabhupada says that Srila Vyasadeva has more or less improperly utilized his valuable time because he only spoke of dharma, art, kama, and moksha, but he did not glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. So now we compare Arjuna and Srila Vyasadeva in order to understand this point of dharma. So Arjuna was a Kshatriya. And in order for him to be convinced to engage in Krishna's service, the first instruction was you are not the body. Right? Because unless he understands we are not the body, he cannot fight and kill, right? So this is most important for him. This is a dharma. So he needs to understand that the body is perishable. So give up the false notion that my family members are going to die forever. No, they don't die forever. The body is, the body dies, but the soul continues. So therefore, Arjuna, when he surrendered to Krishna, then he's able to do his dharma. Now, Srila Vyasadeva, what is his dharma? This is all connected. From Varnashram Dharma to Bhakti Yoga, this is connected. So Arjuna, he was fixed. He was a Kshatriya, so he has to do his work, but then he got bewildered. Now he had to be convinced to do his work, not as a Kshatriya, but as a Bhakta. So now Srila Vyasadeva is undergoing the same process. Srila Vyasadeva is a scholar. He's said to be Vedanta Darshana. Vedanta means the end of knowledge. Darshana means philosophy. Darshana means the ability to see. So philosophy gives us eyes to see something, to see the truth. So he is the writer, he's the scholarly author, and he is the guide for the entire society of people in Kali Yuga. And here he is, despondent. So he has been unable to actually do his work. So now Srila Prabhupada explains how we move from this dharma, artha, kama, and moksha to bhakti. This is the second paragraph of this purport. So Srila Prabhupada says, after liberation, meaning moksha, meaning okay, now detachment has come. Not just frustration. So if we are simply frustrated, usually people, they will say, yes, yes, you escape life. That's why you take to bhakti, you come to Hare Krishna movement. You are frustrated, you have nothing to do, you are a failure in life, right? So, or they say you are frustrated. But frustration can be a stepping stone to something higher. But frustration is not sufficient. So Prabhupada explains here that frustration may take us to the path of liberation. But when we become liberated, meaning that liberation means that freedom from material desires. This is the first stage of liberation. Freedom from material desires. Meaning that we are not going to do something that will bring us sinful reaction or pious reaction. And then we continue in the cycle of birth and death. So this is the first stage of liberation. So Prabhupada is saying, after this, so this is called Brahma Bhuta. So this section now, Prabhupada is quoting the famous verse, chapter 1854. He's simply paraphrasing this. Brahma Bhuta Prasana Atma Na Shochati Na Kanchati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. So Srila Prabhupada here is explaining that after liberation, so for impersonalists or ordinary people, the goal of life is simply liberation, freedom from suffering. But this is not sufficient. And actually, this is the reason why Vyasadeva is unhappy. He hasn't told us only about dharma, art, and kam. He didn't stop there. He also mentioned about moksha. But he's unhappy because simple liberation is not sufficient. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying that once we come to the stage of Brahma Bhuta, then I become qualified to engage in devotional service. And when I engage in devotional service, then I can be happy. So this is a process, a simple process. And this month is also the month of Purushottam, so chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita is very much relevant. So how do we move from all these anarthas, of either sinful desires or pious desires. But here, Srila Vyasa is addressing the point of pious desires, dharma. So, this chapter is very important that we can study after hearing this class, because it is relevant. It is Purushottam Yoga. So how to connect with the Supreme Lord after going through the process of anatta nivritti. But what I would like to do here is something that you have already studied. I would like to quickly go through the previous chapter. With chapter 2. It's amazing how this Bhagavatam is set. It's a masterpiece. So from this particular text, I'll read it again. Okay, let's take text 8. Sri Narada said, "You have not actually broadcast the sublime and spotless glories of the personality of Godhead. That philosophy which does not satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord is considered worthless. Although, great sage, you have very broadly described the four principles, beginning with religious performances, you have not described the glories of the Supreme Personality, Vasudev." So, if you are able to follow with me, we'll go to chapter 2. Where the answer is given, what are the glories of the Lord? And what's the connection between varnashram and devotional service? So we find here, so remember how Srimad Bhagavatam is set. So who is speaking? Who's speaking Srimad Bhagavatam? Shukdev Goswami, yes. And it is, okay, that's one level. Yes, it's a relayed message. Who spoke Bhagavad Gita? Yes, but relayed? Yes. Sanjaya is actually speaking the Bhagavad Gita that we are hearing. This is the Guru Parampara. So Shukadev Goswami spoke to the sages of Naimisharanya. And who was present there? Yes, and he was questioning Sutta Goswami. And Sutta Goswami is now speaking the verses that is corresponding to this particular verse. So he gives, so in glorifying the Srimad Bhagavatam, he's already giving a prelude to what is Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'm sure you have gone in depth studying this particular section. So I'm going to go very fast, just show the connection between the verses. So, all right, we start with text 6. Famous verse, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Radhok Saje Ahaituki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. So, Vyasadeva is despondent, he's unhappy, depressed, even though he is the author of religion. Depressed. So how to become happy is given in this first verse. So how to become happy? It is to attain the loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. And there is a qualification to that devotional service. What's the qualification? A quick revision. Yes. Unmotivated and uninterrupted. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Shri Gaunitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, I can see that you're studying Bhagavatam. Just a side point, that Prabhupada had taught us that Bhagavatam is to be studied canto after canto, chapter after chapter. And I find that many times devotees who are not present in class, they listen from the internet, online. And what they usually do, anyway, this is what I hear they do, they jump from one speaker to the next. You know, they go, they do surfing, I think. So who they like best. So they listen to this particular personality. But Prabhupada had taught us that we should study Bhagavatam canto by canto, irrespective of who's the speaker, because then you learn. So I'm happy. I'm getting good answers. So meaning that you are studying properly. Yes. So such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted. And the next verse. So what will happen when we engage in unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service? Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. Unmotivated, uninterrupted. The result will be what? Jnana vairagya. Yes. So we are struggling with material desires, and material desires is causing misery. Whether it is done in an irreligious way or in a religious way, doesn't matter. Because this world, Prabhupada is saying again and again, everybody has come here to be number one, to be God, to lord it over matter. Therefore, it's hopeless to find happiness. So when we engage in devotional service, meaning when we connect with the Supreme Lord, who's able to accept the service and the love, the affection of each and everyone else, and no competition. Krishna is unlimited, and he has unlimited way to engage us. And therefore, there is no competition. So when we engage in Krishna's service, we gain enlightenment. We understand who we are. We are not this body. We are the soul living in a body. And the soul is servant of Krishna and serve Krishna. This is jnana. Vairagya, meaning that when we actually engage in Krishna's service, anya bilashita shunyam, then we get a higher taste. And we give up the lower taste. Then naturally we become detached from matter. Why pull us out forcibly? It cannot happen. When we take a toy away from a child, we snatch it away from the child, what does he do? Yeah, and he wants it back, he will fight. So we are like children, you know, playing in this world with all types of toys. When one is snatched away, we say, let me look for something else. But when we engage in Krishna's service and we actually develop the taste, param drishtva nivartate, we become satisfied, and automatically we give up sense gratification. This is text 7. Text 8. Now, Krishna speaks about, he will come into Varnashram Dharma. So, the reason why I'm going through this, you know, it's not just philosophy, but to understand how to progress within ISKCON. So Prabhupada gave us bhakti yoga. See, the first thing. And he started, I heard one lecture when Prabhupada said that he chose to make the devotees live within the temple because he felt that outside they may get distracted. But after some time, it, you know, with the organization expanding, how many people can stay inside, even especially if you're householders. So therefore, the community developed around a temple. See, the second stage. And then when we see that now it's required that not everybody is fully interested in the ultimate message of Srila Vyasadeva, chanting, hearing, archanam, and so on, the nine angas of bhakti, then all right, varnasham dharma. So now do varnasham dharma, work as a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, or any type of work which is religious. So now text 8. So Sutta Goswami is glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. So what is he saying? He's saying that the occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor. Meaning if I am in Varnasham Dharma, it is only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message or the personality of Godhead. If I don't feel attracted to hear about Krishna, and Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita, he writes, he said, the more we hear about Krishna, the more Krishna becomes dear to us. So we are engaged in Varnasham Dharma because we have some type of material desire. And Krishna has set up the system in order to regulate us, work out of our material desires, but there is a system that goes along with it. What's that system? It is Shravanam Kirtanam. Maybe it's the next verse. No, not yet. All right, text 9. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. So that's now the next point. So if I am engaged in Varnasham Dharma, but I only earn for material enjoyment, then this is not correct. My work in Varnasham Dharma should aim for ultimate liberation. Furthermore, according to sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. Meaning dharma, art, kam. So this is where people get stuck, the modern day Hindus. Dharma, art, and kam. And here Srimad Bhagavatam, Sutta Goswami is saying that actually, all this engagement is meant for ultimate liberation. Text 10. So how should we live in this world? Because at the end of the day, we do have to do something to maintain the body. So Sutta Goswami says, life's desires should never be directed towards sense gratification. One should desire only a healthy life or self-preservation, since a human being is meant for inquiry about the absolute truth, athato brahma jigyasa. So everybody, whether it is human body or animal body, plant body, aquatic body, everybody is eating and living. No problem. But only human beings can inquire about the absolute truth. Nothing else should be the goal of one's works. Text 11 now. What is that goal? Famous verse, Vadanti tat tatva vidas, tatvam yat jnanam advayam, brahmeti paramatmeti bhagwan iti shabjate. Why this verse? Because we are confused. Now I want ultimate liberation, but what's that goal? Is it Brahman? Is it that I merge in Brahman? This is one philosophy very popular. And then somebody else says Paramatma. Everybody, every Hindu says God is in your heart. Paramatma. So here, Srimad Bhagavatam is giving the final statement that the absolute truth is in three phases. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Finish. statement made. Now, how do we go towards that goal? Text 12. The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment. All right, we've already gone through that in text 7. So what happens? Realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from Vedanta Shruti. So now, how will he engage in devotional service? He has to do it according to what's given in Shastra. O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to caste divisions and orders of life is to please the personality of Godhead. Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. So the aim of Varnasham Dharma finally is Samsiddhi Haritoshanam. So these are how we measure our own progress in devotional life while situated in Varnasham Dharma. So I hope it's clear that we are speaking of Varnasham Dharma without an ultimate goal, and Varnasham Dharma with a goal of achieving Krishna. So Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning kicks out all cheating religion. It's called religion, but it's cheating religion. And that's why Srila Vyasadeva is despondent. Because he gave the four, dharma, arkam, moksha, but he didn't speak about the glories of the Supreme Lord. So now comes the point, 14. Therefore, with one pointed attention, tasmat, ekana manasa, one pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personal Godhead who is the protector of the devotees. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work, karma, by remembering the personal Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? So we are afraid of our karma. Everybody is afraid of his karma. We don't know what karma will bring to us, what type of suffering, or what good thing. And everybody, I guess today, many devotees, we like to check our horoscope. We like to check, see our chart, or if it's not done, get it done to understand what's my karma. Why am I suffering, right? Especially when something is not happening the way we hope it will happen. We check the horoscope. The horoscope is giving us dharma, artha, kama, and also showing how frustrated I will be that I will take to the path of liberation. And also, what is my sadhana? So here this verse is saying, Sutta Goswami is saying, if we engage ekana manasa, if we engage with one pointed attention in the devotional service of the Lord, all my karma will be cut. The binding knots of karma. O twice born sages, by now, how does this happen? This is the next verse. By serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudev. Shri Krishna, Shrinvatam Sakatha Krishna, Punya Shavana Kirtana, Ridandastohi Abhidrani, Vidunoti Surit Satam. So what is the source of karma? Of all those bad things in the heart and the result of karma? It is simply the knot in the heart. The knot in the heart is described as the false ego. So, the soul is bound to the subtle body through a knot. And that knot is the false ego, which make us try to be lord of this world. And while we perform all our activities, we make enemies, friends and enemies. We commit sinful activities. And therefore, we get karma in return, bad karma. And when we get good karma, then we get a taste to do the same work again and again. And so we want to increase our good karma, and both of them bind us in this material world. So here Sutta Goswami is saying that this can be cut entirely when we develop a taste for serving the Supreme Lord. But how to develop that taste? By association with pure devotees. And by regularly attending Srimad Bhagavatam class. Bhakti will come. So the next few verses will describe how gradually Rajas Tamas will go away and Sattva will come. And once we are situated in unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the person of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. So this is where Vyasadeva and Srila Prabhupada stopped. So he explained this point, which I guess in the next verses will continue. So here this is the conclusion. So how to make the shift? So Srila Vyasadeva has given dharma, arkam, and moksha. Moksha in the sense that when we are frustrated, then naturally we give up. We try to find something else, but if we are dharmic, then we say, okay, let me look towards self-realization. So Srila Vyasadeva will teach us by his personal example that if as devotees we give up the path of bhakti and we enter the path of dharma art, and hopefully moksha becomes the last priority. If we enter that path, then we will become despondent like him. This is the message given here from Srila Vyasadeva's personal example. So this is very much relevant to us. Again, I'll repeat this, that Prabhupada gave us bhakti yoga and then gradually made it more accessible to us through varnashram dharma. And his message is that whoever we may be, chant Hare Krishna, attend Bhagavatam classes, and do some seva. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has given that jiva doya, Vaishnav seva, and namaruchi, three things to be done in varnashram dharma, and we are safe, we'll progress. But if we become negligent, we don't do these three things, we only work and forget gradually to perform sadhana bhakti, then we'll become despondent. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.